Ernest Hemingway wrote that if you're lucky enough to have lived in Paris as a young man, then wherever you go for the rest of your life, it stays with you, for all of Paris is a movable feast. Well, no one writes about that feast more avidly than Clotilde Dussolier, a young Parisian who's the author of a wildly popular food blog, chocolateandzucchini.com. Clotilde Dussolier joins us now from the studios of the BBC in Paris. Thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
Do you know how many people come to your blog every week?
I get 9,500 visitors a day. It's been growing ever since I started, but this is the current average.
What do you think people like about it?
Well, first of all, they find the recipes. You know, people are always hungry for new recipes that are a nice change from what they usually cook on weeknights or whatever. You know, people like to hear about new ingredient combinations, and apparently people like to hear what it's like to live in Paris and eat and shop and cook in Paris. And so I think that's one thing that draws them to chocolate and zucchini.
You, I gather, have a boyfriend.
Yes.
All right. Personal question. Do you buy a baguette every day?
No.
Yeah. Because that I've noticed seems to be a cultural difference, that Americans will notice there, as you know, people live in Paris who buy a baguette every day and live by themselves. And whatever's left over, they feed to the pigeons or use for the next 2 or 3 days for something else. But Americans are always saying, my God, how could you ever eat all that bread? Well,
yeah, we usually have leftovers the next day, and a good baguette will still taste good the next day. You can just, we actually wrap it in a kitchen cloth and mm-hmm. then in a plastic bag to keep it fresh, and toast it slightly on top of the toaster, and this sort of freshens it up.
You know, I don't want our conversation to end without us getting at least one recipe out of you.
One thing that I can recommend to use up the nectarines that you might have, they're still in season in the U.S., right?
Yes.
The yellow nectarines. You wash the nectarines.
Yeah.
You quarter them, stone uh-huh. them. You combine them with just a little cream, like maybe a third cup of cream for 10 nectarines, for instance. You toss them with just a little cream and a fourth of a cup of maple syrup. Mm-hmm. So you toss that all together, put that in a baking dish, toast some hazelnuts, chop them with your chef knife, and then you sprinkle that on top of the nectarines, and you bake that for 20 minutes at 360.
That sounds wonderful. Thank you.
Sure.
I can hear baking dishes coming out all over the country right now. Ms. Dussolier, nice talking to you.
Nice talking to you, too. Thanks for having me.
Clotilde Dussolier is the author of the food blog, chocolateandzucchini.com.